By July 2026, the center of the AI race is shifting away from model capability alone and toward the systems that make AI useful at scale.
That's right. The visible competition over chatbots, benchmarks, and model releases still matters, but the deeper contest is being fought in data centers, semiconductor supply chains, network infrastructure, security operations, and trust frameworks.
It's a really important shift. The main argument is that AI is becoming less about whether a model can do a task and more about whether a company can run it reliably, securely, affordably, and at scale. Production environments expose bottlenecks that benchmarks often hide.
Exactly. A model may perform well in tests, but still fail in the real world if it is slow, expensive, unstable under load, or difficult to secure.
So compute, memory, interconnects, power delivery, latency, and operational reliability are now decisive competitive factors.
Infrastructure has become a primary battleground.
Companies are competing not only for better models and training data, but also for access to advanced chips, optimized data center design, power capacity, cooling systems, and high-speed networking.
A few key areas stand out. Advanced chips and accelerators affect training speed, deployment cost, and inference efficiency.
Then there's data center capacity, where power, land, cooling, and local regulations have become strategic constraints.
Network performance is also essential, because it determines how quickly data can move between accelerators, storage, and users.
And cost control matters, because AI adoption depends on keeping the cost per query, token, or task predictable and affordable.
Those infrastructure realities shape product roadmaps, pricing, and which industries can adopt AI meaningfully.
If infrastructure becomes too expensive or too concentrated among a few providers, it can slow competition and limit innovation.
AI is also increasingly a physical technology.
Training and serving large models requires large amounts of electricity, water for cooling, and real estate.
That has pushed the industry to think in terms of energy efficiency, site selection, long-term sustainability, and operational resilience.
Infrastructure strategy is now a board-level concern, with executives asking about uptime, reliability, carbon footprint, supply chain risk, and cost predictability.
In many ways, AI is becoming more like a utilities business, even when the customer-facing layer looks like consumer software.
Security and trust have also moved from afterthoughts to core requirements.
As AI systems access more sensitive data and enter mission-critical workflows, the cost of failure rises sharply.
A model that leaks private information, behaves unpredictably, or is manipulated through adversarial inputs can cause legal, financial, and reputational damage.
Trust is now a product feature.
Customers want to know whether their data is protected, whether outputs can be audited, and whether systems can be monitored after deployment.
Regulators are increasingly focused on accountability, transparency, and risk management, especially in finance, healthcare, government, and critical infrastructure.
AI security is broader than traditional cybersecurity.
It includes protecting the infrastructure, the model itself, the data pipelines, and the user interfaces.
Important risks include model access and permission management, data poisoning, prompt injection, unauthorized use of model outputs, supply chain risks in third-party tools, and governance around deployment, monitoring, and incident response.
Companies that build security and trust into the architecture are likely to gain a durable advantage over those that treat them as compliance checkboxes.
For builders, the shift means AI product development is becoming more systems-oriented.
It is no longer enough to call an API or fine-tune a model.
Teams need to understand latency, cost, reliability, observability, and security.
They must design for failure, scale, and changing model behavior over time.
For investors, the focus is broadening beyond frontier model companies.
The most durable opportunities may lie in the surrounding ecosystem. specialized chips, data center software, security tooling, governance platforms, and operational tools that help enterprises deploy AI responsibly.
For enterprises, AI is moving from experimentation to integration.
The next phase is about governance, measurable return, stronger internal teams, clearer ownership, and disciplined evaluation.
AI is becoming part of the enterprise operating model, not just a collection of pilot projects.
The organizations that benefit most will not necessarily be the ones with the flashiest models.
They will be the ones that can combine strong models with strong infrastructure, data practices, and governance.
The critical takeaway is that AI should be understood as a system, not a single product.
It depends on hardware, software, data, energy, security, policy, and human judgment.
The companies and countries best positioned to compete will be those that treat AI as a full-stack challenge.
Chatbots will remain the most visible part of the race, but the decisive competition is over the foundations that make AI dependable, scalable, and trustworthy.
The winners of the AI era are likely to be those who can build resilient ecosystems around their models, not just impressive models themselves.